John McCain and Barack Obama both claimed to take climate change and our role in creating it seriously. When asked during the second presidential debate about their plans to stem climate change during their first 2 years in office, McCain offered straight talk.
What's the best way of fixing it? Nuclear power.
More nuclear power is the centerpiece of McCain's energy policy. He's told audiences about the power of nuclear to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
And here we have a known, proven energy source that requires exactly zero emissions.
And he says the 104 nuclear reactors currently operating in the U.S. make a big difference.
These reactors alone spare the atmosphere from about 700 million metric tons of carbon dioxide that would otherwise be released every year. That's the annual equivalent of nearly all emissions from all the cars we drive in America.
Senator McCain wants to build 45 new nuclear reactors in the U.S. Barack Obama, meanwhile, has focused more on renewable energy sources, wind, solar, and on energy efficiency. But he says he's not opposed to nuclear power.
I favor nuclear power as one component of our overall energy mix.
Senator Obama doesn't have any plans to build new nuclear power plants. Obama doesn't think nuclear is the best option. It's expensive. And he insists its operation and waste disposal must be safe. Senator McCain sees Obama's use of safe as a code word.
Senator Obama will tell you, as the extreme environmentalists do, it has to be safe. Look, we've sailed Navy ships around the world for 60 years with nuclear power plants on them. We can store and reprocess spent nuclear fuel, Senator Obama, no problem.
But safety and radioactive nuclear waste are still unsettled issues for many people. Andrew Hoffman is professor of sustainable business at the University of Michigan. If the country is serious about reducing greenhouse gas emissions, he says it has to consider nuclear power. But Hoffman says the issue of radioactive waste has to be resolved.
And I think this is an area that the government has to step in. I mean, we have nuclear waste being stored at facilities all over the country. That's just not a smart way to handle this.
The economics of nuclear are also uncertain. Lots of power companies lost their shirts back in the 1970s building nuclear plants. Travis Miller is a stock analyst with the firm Morningstar.
The financing costs are extreme. There is quite a bit of risk building new nuclear plants. They take many years to build. They cost billions of dollars to build. And without some kind of backing, I think there are plenty of people in the utility industry who still remember those days when they did get in trouble with these very expensive, risky projects.
Senator McCain says government subsidies should help build new nuclear plants. But Andy Hoffman at the University of Michigan says people and investors will still have concerns.
The government can just sort of announce we're going to support nuclear, but there are other things that have to come into play to make investments in nuclear attractive to investors so that they'll want to do it.
Hoffman says the government will have to persuade the American people that nuclear power offers more benefits than problems. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.